You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand's privacy laws are fit for 2011. That was the headline of a statement released by academics from the University of Auckland about the Privacy Act 2020. Lawyers at the University of Auckland have emphasised their concern of a lack of coverage that the Privacy Act has for individual rights and the use of regulatory tools by agencies in the time of the social media age. To talk more about what was meant by their statement and the recommendations that these academics are asking of the government, I spoke to one of them, Nikki Chamberlain, Senior Lecturer in the Faculty of Law at the University of Auckland. Could you tell me what is wrong with New Zealand's privacy laws as they are?
Yeah, so essentially we have a Privacy Act that is fit for 2011, even though it's titled Privacy Act 2020. And the reason for that is that it's largely modelled on the recommendations of the New Zealand Law Commission from 2011. So by the time it went through the legislative process, many years had passed. And of course, technology develops so rapidly that privacy, in any event, always has a lag behind catching up with technological developments. So what we end up having is the Privacy Act 2020, but unfortunately, many of the provisions don't directly apply to certain types of new technologies that we're seeing arise in the market, and it also, in any event, doesn't reflect the high watermark of privacy legislation overseas. For example, in the EU, we have the General Data Protection Regulation, and there are a number of rights within that regulation that protect EU citizens that we as New Zealanders don't enjoy.
So on the topic of technology, what are some of the key issues with the Privacy Act as it is, and what are some of those key recommendations that you're advocating for in order to better protect New Zealanders of today?
Well, the first one is a basis to provide for higher punitive fines. So the privacy commissioner at the moment can only fine if there is a breach of one of the privacy principles. In other words, your data is disclosed, for example, to a third party in breach of your privacy. A maximum punitive fine of NZ$10,000. Now, when you compare that to the GDPR, the punitive fines under that are extremely large, right? So if for non-compliance, you can have the greater of 20 million euro or 4% of the annual global turnover. And we've seen in the last few weeks, actually, Facebook be fined very large sums under that provision. And unfortunately, I don't think that the enforcement teeth under the Privacy Act 2020 is enough to actually be a deterrent to large organizations which may run afoul of the privacy principles. The other issue is, there's many issues. Another issue is that the GDPR provides for a right to be forgotten. This idea that if something has occurred in your life and it is on the internet and a significant amount of time has passed and you don't think it's any longer reasonable or relevant, that beyond there, you can request for delinking, for example, of a Google search result of your name to that issue. So for example, if you were bankrupt many years ago or had a property in a mortgagee sale, et cetera. And that right to be forgotten is actually contained in the GDPR, but we don't have an equivalent in our Privacy Act. And so you can see how that right would be actually really, really helpful, especially if you're somebody who wants something to not exist in perpetuity on the internet, or let's say you're a child and something is posted and as you get an adult, you want that to be erased. We don't have that right in New Zealand. There are a number of other issues related to data portability. It doesn't say anything specifically about algorithms, profiling, or automated decision making. And so there are a number of shortfalls, but that just canvasses a few.
So in general, the New Zealand privacy laws aren't up to date with other global standards such as the General Data Protection Regulation that the European Union has. Is that basically what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying, yes.
So what are some of the things, some of the key things that you think should be added to modernise the Privacy Act and ensure that it protects New Zealanders in this 2023 environment when you consider social media, AI, data harvesting, and just the the security aspects when you think of other international actors and the influence that they have on New Zealand citizens?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I would say is that it needs more enforcement teeth. In other words, we need to be able to, for the Privacy Commissioner to give punitive fines more than New Zealand $10,000 if an organization doesn't comply with a compliance notice because there's been a breach of one of the privacy principles. I mean, the other thing is the privacy principles don't have any standing at law if you were to commence a proceeding in the High Court, for example. So I think that we actually need to recognize privacy as a right explicitly. It is not something which is codified in the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act, unlike freedom of expression, which is a right in the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act. Of course, we have aspects of privacy, like you are to be free of unreasonable search and seizure, which relates to bodily privacy. But as far as spatial privacy or data privacy, there are a lot of gaps that I think we need rights recognized, which then can be enforced as opposed to perhaps just an interest. As I said, I think the right to be forgotten is something that we need to codify in the Privacy Act. And we do need rights in relation to data portability. So this idea that you can access data that is held by an organization and then request that that be removed to another organization if you want to change providers between two organizations, for example, which might hold lots of personal data about you, that you would have that right and it would be able to do so freely and easily. So we need things around data portability. And I think, too, we need laws, and this is actually really relevant for right now, around how AI is being used, in particular how it infringes on potential privacy rights. One of the really relevant examples is the election coming up. So this Cambridge Analytica idea that how are we using your data to potentially target election campaign ads to play to what may be your interests, and how is that manipulating you, and making sure that if there are third-party organizations using your data, which they are ciphering from an entity like Facebook or Instagram, that that is transparent so that people know. So these are all examples of things that I think that we really can have stronger guidance in relation to and stronger enforcement provisions.
Earlier this year, there was the Latitude financial data breach, which leaked around, nearly a million in past and present driver's licenses and passports. What do you think can be learnt from the breach in terms of ensuring that companies withhold and store New Zealanders' data safely?
Well, this is a really interesting case, and I'll be interested to see how it progresses, right? So you've got information within Australia and New Zealand, people within Australia and New Zealand who have had these privacy data breaches. Latitude has come along and said, look, we will pay to get you a replacement driver's license. We will provide support for you if you feel like that you've emotionally been harmed through this process. And that's interesting because they're trying to mitigate the losses that customers may have suffered. And the reason they're doing that is because if they are going to be subject to legal proceedings, they can point to the mitigation strategies to lessen any retribution that might be aimed against them. What I would say is people who have had their privacy breached, they can obviously lodge a complaint with the Privacy Commissioner. It'll be interesting to see whether the Privacy Commissioner decides to take an action on behalf of the class of people who have been harmed in the Human Rights Review Tribunal, which he can do under the Privacy Act 2020.
That was Nikki Chamberlain speaking to me about the changes that her and other senior academics are recommending be made to the New Zealand Privacy Act. You can catch that full interview on the 95BFM website, 95BFM.com, and also feel free to text through any of your thoughts on these pieces, Tuku Pātuhi Mai, text it on 5395.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.